The bridge was a sea of twirling blue lights. Paramedics were waiting at the top and the bottom, edging their bets. A couple of reporters who must have been scanning the police radios had turned up to hang around near the cordons, cameras at the ready. Mark was standing on the ledge, holding onto a railing.
Okay.
He was wearing the same clothes he'd been wearing in Lance's video made 2 days before.
Ask everybody to leave, please. I don't want to do this in front of an audience, if you don't mind.
His air of being in total control had vanished.
I should have helped.
Whoa, Mark. Mark, listen to me. Someone made Florence a target. We need to make sure they're punished for it. And we need you to help us do that. The court needs to understand what Florence was like. Why she kept everything bottled up. Why she never told anyone how unhappy she was. I know you understand that more than anyone. You can't undo what happened to Florence. But you can help make sure what happened to her doesn't happen to someone else. Come back over the railings.
Good man.
I've never been so proud of Witende. Tooley, on the other hand, went through the roof.
The Manchester Evening News have called. They only want to do a bloody profile on him.
On Mark?
On Robinson.
I knew that because I'd been the one who suggested it on the bridge the night before.
Well, that's good, isn't it? Positive publicity for the department.
Don't play silly buggers, Sue. We can't have the local paper doing a profile on Witende Robinson the hero and then throw him out on his ear a week later over the Matheson cock-up. It's a PR nightmare.
Well, maybe we don't want to throw him out on his ear. I think he proved himself after last night. Don't you?
I don't care how you do it. Just find a way out of the Matheson mess.
Bingo. At least he was open to a solution now. That was half the battle won.
Sue, computer forensics have been through Caitlin's computer and there's nothing on it, but...
Catherine Anderson, remember Caitlin Park says she goes round her house after school while she waits for her mum to get home?
Yeah.
Her maiden name is Catherine Napier, born 16th July 1979.
Catnap 79.
Gets better.
The second IP address, the pub with the free Wi-Fi, she works there.
And we thought we were looking for a kid. She's 34.
It's got to be her.
Okay. This pub she works at, does it serve food?
Yeah.
Good, I'm starving. Come on, mash out.
The Bull and Swan was a chain pub that served cheap food and watered-down lager while recent chart hits played in a loop. Catherine recognised Terry and Witende from the day they'd been to question Caitlin.
Not drinking on duty, are you, officers?
Yeah, just here for a spot of lunch. You still serving food?
She took our orders with a kind of smile that made it hard to believe she could be the same person who'd driven a 15-year-old to suicide. She had her iPad on the back of the bar, and in the 10 minutes it took for our lunch order to arrive, she used it 8 times.
Here you go. 1 Caesar salad, no dressing, 1 barbecue bacon burger, and a tuna melt. If you need anything, just give me a shout.
Right. Terry, get a virtual snoop on.
Surely she's not stupid enough to log on with 3 coppers she knows have been asking about Florence Henderson sitting right here.
She knows we're local. She thinks we're just having lunch.
I am having lunch. Tender, you do it.
Yeah. He's eating too.
Yeah, but he hasn't even ordered real food.
It's fine. I've got it here. Oh, I don't believe it. Last post from Catnap 79 was 2 minutes ago. She's having a back and forth with Killjoy 92 about whether Justin Bieber still counts as an internet celebrity.
Okay, post a message.
Saying what?
Ask her if I can have some mayonnaise to go with these chips.
I can't do that. If it's not her...
It is her. We know it's her. Let's get a reaction.
Go on.
The three of us held our breath as we waited for Catherine to check her iPad. The look of astonishment that crossed her face was priceless. She stared at us for a moment, not sure what to do. Then she went for the door.
You're going to run.
Witende got there first.
Off me! Hey,
Catherine Anderson, I am arresting you for offences...
While she was sweating out in a holding cell waiting for the duty solicitor to arrive, Catherine's iPad gave us everything we needed. We had access to her emails, a Facebook account, a Twitter account. And best of all, she was still logged into Virtual Snoop as Catnap79.
Pretty sure that's illegal what you did back there. Entrapment or something.
It's not, actually. But do you know what is illegal? Sending abusive messages to a 15-year-old girl until she eventually kills herself because she can't see any way out. That's illegal.
If you're talking about Florence Henderson, I only sent her a few emails. That's not a crime.
38 emails, actually, including this one, calling her whore for giving a good review to samples she was sent by cosmetic companies. This one, telling her she's a talentless hack with no future who should just give up and kill herself now. And this one, I'm not even going to repeat what that one says.
She didn't kill herself because of me.
Okay. Let's start again, shall we? We know that on the 9th of March you posted this message on the Virtual Snoop Forum under the heading Go With The Flow. Check out this girl. She thinks she's the next best thing. Someone should bring her down a peg. Who's with me? You threw the first stone, Catherine. You made her a target. Did you target Florence because of Caitlin? Because of how Florence treated her? Did Caitlin know you were doing this?
You know, you can portray Florence as an angel all you like, but she was a spoiled, stuck-up little bully. She made Caitlin's life miserable. If you couldn't afford the latest clothes or the best makeup, you didn't exist as far as she was concerned. Well, I'm sorry. But not everyone's got a rich daddy to throw money at them and give them whatever they want. Not everyone has their future handed to them on a silver plate. Some of us have to struggle for everything we have, and it's still not enough.
Are we still talking about Florence?
Who else would we be talking about?
We know about your daughter, Danielle. We know she chose to live with her dad instead of you. And that must have been difficult. I mean, if that was me, and my kids said they didn't want to live with me anymore, I'd be devastated. Especially if they were living off the good life and having cash thrown at them while I was left struggling to make ends meet. It's not fair, is it?
No.
No. And the way you just made it sound, the same thing was happening to Caitlin. Her and Florence were best mates until Caitlin couldn't keep up anymore, couldn't afford all the nice things Florence had. So Florence dumped her, just like Danielle dumped you. Yeah, I can see how that would make you feel quite angry.
I didn't mean for things to get so out of hand. I never thought she'd do something like this. It was just a few emails. That's all I did.
But there's a real person on the end of that, Catherine. A 15-year-old kid. Don't you understand that?
Thing is, I'm not sure she did.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's weird. I can't seem to stop now.
It's all right. Here, have a tissue.
Mark's kitchen was still tidy, but it was less pristine and showroom-like than it had been the last time I was here.
So, what happens now?
We've passed the case to the CPS for guidance on the charges. Personally, I'm keen to push for a custodial sentence, but it'll be up to the lawyers to see whether or not that's something we can pursue.
Right.
The CPS have agreed not to charge you for assaulting Lance.
Really?
He could potentially bring a civil suit against you, but that is out of my hands, I'm afraid.
I'm still getting the emails, you know.
Take screenshots of everything. The times and the dates, and report it to the station. Someone will look into it for you. See if we can put a stop to it.
I've been thinking about making my own video, you know, set the record straight. Give my side of the story. What I wish I'd done, signs I'd wish I'd noticed before it was too late. Do you think that's a stupid idea?
No. Don't think it's a stupid idea at all. You never know who might be listening.
That's the thing about the internet, I suppose. For good or bad, it gives us all a voice.
Right, come on then, Sarah. Let's get your performance review out of the way, shall we?
Do we have to actually do the interview? Yeah, I thought you could just tick some boxes saying I'm brilliant and we could leave it at that.
Go on, take all the fun out of it, make him sweat, Sue.
Janet.
Hello, Janet.
I'm glad you're here. I wanted to say I'm sorry. My behaviour was completely out of line and I apologise unreservedly.
Well, thank you. I'm here to see you, actually. I wanted to let you know Stanners and Crevitt changed their pleas first thing this morning. They're pleading guilty to murder.
What?
Yeah, they're admitting to everything.
I don't understand. We interviewed them for hours. Neither of them said a word.
Well, without Stanners' blood, Crevitt knew he'd be taking the rap for the fire on his own. He wasn't having that, so he sang like a canary. Blamed everything on his mate. Once Stan has found out, he did the same. In the end, their defence gave up and told them both to plead guilty and hope for a mitigated sentence.
Looks like you're off the hook, Tendy.
It's funny how things work out. Janet agreed we'd had enough to charge Catherine Anderson under the new Section 4A of the Protection from Harassment Act. She couldn't guarantee we'd get a custodial sentence. That would be up to the judge. But there'd be a trial, and the newspapers would go berserk. And there'd be a debate about social responsibility in the digital age. And maybe, just maybe, things would start to change.
Of course things won't change. How can they?
Macca's results have come through. The cancer hadn't spread, and the doctors were confident as they could be that they removed it all. He was acting like nothing had happened.
The internet isn't this tangible, mouldable construct that can be shaped and controlled. It's just people, isn't it? Society. Except instead of being grouped together by physical geography, they're grouped by common interest. Which is what makes it so brilliant and so dangerous at the same time. Trying to stop people doing horrible things to each other on the internet is the same thing as trying to stop it anywhere. It's impossible.
So what? There's no hope for any of us?
No, there's always hope. Most people are inherently good, I think. Maybe we'll evolve into higher beings.
I'd miss listening to him wax lyrical. I was glad he was himself again.
Macca, something I need to tell you.
Sleeping with Tom had been a mistake, and I told him so. He was pretty good about it, considering. I had a feeling he was holding out for me to change my mind, but that wasn't going to happen. My relationship with Macca might not make sense to most people, but it made sense to me. I didn't need anything else.
My mum wants you to come to her wedding.
Oh?
I've told her you'll be in Australia visiting Melody.
Right. OK. I was just going to do some dinner and watch the telly. Do you want to come over?
Yeah. And just like that, our abnormal normal was back. After Stanners and Krevitt were sentenced to a minimum of 15 years apiece for the murder of Caris Matheson, we 10-day booked some annual leave and used it to go on a forensics handling refresher course. The video Lance Darcy had made of Mark was taken down, but not before Virtual Snoop got wind of his short films on Vimeo and bombarded him with hate mail. He reported it to the police. Thankfully, that was nothing to do with me. Meanwhile, Mark did make his own video, reaching out to other parents with what he'd learnt from his ordeal and with what he wished he'd known sooner. The video went viral and came to the attention of a national anti-bullying charity. A few months later, Mark took up a job in their marketing and publicity department. The media coverage of Catherine Anderson's trial was as mad as we expected. At the end of it, she was sentenced to 18 months in prison. She wouldn't have seen the tribute site that sprang up on Facebook for Florence Henderson in the wake of her conviction, or the hundreds of comments left by fans on her YouTube videos, most of them also teenagers. They saw the real person at the end of the username, and they heard that she was gone. Maybe Macca's right. Maybe there is hope for us yet.